As a successful business owner, there's a good chance you're paying too much in taxes. What are you going to do? Do what thousands of business owners have done in the past decade and call Tax Law Solutions. Tax Law Solutions have helped thousands of business owners permanently reduce their personal income tax liability by as much as 30 to 40%. For your complimentary tax savings analysis, just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21000. Welcome in, everybody, to the Tax Planning Hour. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and with me in studio are managing partners Richard Kolumbic and Dave Runge. And together, the two created Tax Law Solutions. It's a full-spectrum service management and consulting company that can really help your business grow while drastically reducing the cost of employment and providing substantial tax savings. So, Richard, Dave, how are you? Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Glad to be here today. Richard Kolumbic.
Hey, yeah. And Dave, you too, right?
Yeah, good to hear your voice, Steve. Dave Runge here.
Yeah, and now what is Tax Law Solutions? I guess we got to start at the beginning because people don't understand. And in my little research that I've been doing, you guys do a remarkable service.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. We really think we do, and we know that our clients believe we do. And Tax Law Solutions is a company that Dave and I formed. I happen to be an attorney and a CPA. And I've been in the tax area for over 40 years. And I've had the privilege of being on the private tax staff of one of the world's wealthiest families, being a senior tax manager at one of the largest multinational tax firms in the world, and also been running a tax practice as a law firm, as well as a CPA firm over the years. And I've met some fascinating people, fascinating clients, phenomenal differences in types of businesses. And one of the senior executives I met along the way that I was representing as a tax lawyer is my current partner, Dr. Dave Runge.
So Dave, pick up the story from there.
Yeah, it was a fortuitous meeting. I was looking for someone who could give me a different answer than, Dave, be glad you made the money and pay the taxes that you owe. That's an unsatisfactory answer after a while, because I was sure that someone knew something my current tax advisors did not know. They knew how to give me a different answer, that there was and there are ways to reduce taxes below what I had been paying and what most of our clients are still paying until they are fortunate to find someone like Tax Law Solutions that can substantially affect their level of taxation.
So who really benefits from this?
The taxes are incurred at a personal level.
Right.
So ultimately, if a business makes money, the tax is passed down to the business owner. The person that most benefits, therefore, is the owner of the business who's worked hard all these years, taken all these risks, finally making some money, and the first person to be there to help him spend his money is the tax man.
And the IRS is always there with their hand out, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's one thing. If business is good, the IRS collects tax. If business isn't as good, but you still make a profit, the IRS collects their tax, usually most of the states too, depending on your business structure.
Sure.
So you've got the silent business partner that doesn't add much to your business, but sure helps to lighten the load in your wallet.
Of course. So Richard, now, so if I've got a business and I'm overwhelmed with the taxes, I'm going to call you, and what's going to happen?
Well, we're going to have a little bit of a conversation, because some of the folks at our office will want to get general information, because all of our clients, 100% of our clients, already have a CPA or other tax professional. Most of the times, they also already have an attorney. And the question they always say is, well, what can you do differently? I already have tax professionals.
Right.
Well, what we do differently is we take a second look at where your business is today and where we think your business should be if it was in an ideal tax structure. Not necessarily the one you currently have, but if you came to us today and said, I'm starting a new business and I'm not going to make $10,000 a year, I'm going to gross $1 million, $5 million, $10 million, $50 million, how would you structure my business? And that structure is probably a lot different than the way your business is structured today. So the first thing we're going to do is take a look at the structural analysis. Second, we're going to take a look at not only some of the history, but also the projections of where the business is going. We're also going to look at personal lifestyle expenses and needs, because based on where you are in life and your family situation, there's many variables to determine what's appropriate for accumulation, what's appropriate for growth, where do you want your funds to be, where are you headed, and it's our job to help you get there.
So how did you kind of create this whole process of being able to save businesses and individuals so much money? How did you, that seems, I mean, almost too good to be true.
Now, Dave will also reaffirm that with you, but that's one of the objections we hear all the time.
I'll bet it is.
That's too good to be true. And the fact is, it isn't too good to be true. The reality is, normally, whoever set your business up and whoever's been your accountant for a long time period has a vested interest, not necessarily it's a bad one, but to keep things as the status quo. They want you to have confidence that they know everything there is in the world. And no one, myself included, my partner, everyone that works for me cumulatively, no one knows everything.
Right.
So your tax savings are really limited to the knowledge base of the firm you're dealing with, as well as the partners and members of the firm that are actually working on your account. And our emphasis is solely on profitable, closely held businesses. So as opposed to being the biggest client we have or one of the biggest clients, all of our clients are very profitable. All of them are in closely held businesses. And we spend all day, every day on a specific market segment. Now, that gives us a little bit more background and information because that's all we do. And aside from going to seminars, many times we're the ones teaching the seminars. I, in fact, was teaching a seminar today on an advanced tax planning concept for CPAs, teaching them how they can utilize this concept for their client. And by, of course, working with Tax Law Solutions, we can get it done properly. Now, your question, though, is how did we come up with this? Well, I had a very interesting background. I was very fortunate to work with a large number of very bright, very intelligent, very skilled people. And I was in an environment where, unlike normal accounting or law firms, the amount of time you spent to research something didn't matter.
Right.
And it didn't matter because our sole client, we're the private tax staff of a billionaire family. And it was a matter of, well, our attorney said this, our accountant said this, we have all the tax research, and you take as much time as you want, and you find the answer. And he had this wonderful opportunity with great people, great training, where we could spend an unlimited amount of time to get an answer.
So we talk about, you know, I said this is too good to be true, and you just keep saying it is true, and we are making it happen. And you guys have been around for more than a dozen years, well, like 13 years, right?
That's correct.
I did a little research, too. Over 6,000 clients that you've helped?
That takes into effect a longer time period than just the last 12, but that's correct.
Wow. I mean, and so are you IRS compliant? Is that something that we have to worry about? I mean, you're not trying to do anything, under the table, so to speak, right?
Of course not. The fact is that the tax code has many specific areas that allows businesses to take advantage to utilize certain conduct that is deductible. And if you comply with the code requisites, what items and structure you put into place are allowable and deductible.
Okay.
If you do not comply, then they're not deductible. And it takes a lot of study and structure to make certain that the structures being adapted are being adapted properly for the business. They comply with the code requisites, and they not only comply, but they're done properly and they're documented properly, because documentation is what wins with audits. If the IRS asks you a question, you have to prove you did it right. Therefore, by properly documenting what you're doing to show that you're complying with the code, you will win audits if you've used a properly allowable deduction and have the required documentation to show that you implemented it correctly as well.
I mean, again, it sounds simple enough, doesn't it?
Well, a lot of this is just having people understand that in order to save taxes, you first have to think differently about taxes. You have to throw away some of the myths that have driven your preconceived notions, ill-conceived notions, that this is too good to be true, that I'm doing everything I can to reduce my taxes. Set aside that notion for just a moment. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion from someone who's been doing this for thousands of clients for decades, and see if there is something else that can be done. We typically reduce clients' taxation as a result of them implementing the recommendations that we suggest to them by 20 to 40%.
All right. Wow. So, I mean, I tell you what, we need to take a quick break, but tell you what, let's open up the phone lines, gang, and get some folks in, because you've got a great offer today. In fact, for the next 10 callers who call us right now, we're going to offer you a complimentary tax savings analysis that could save you up to 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. Now, we're going to give this review to you with no cost or obligation, and if you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. Knowledge is power, and this analysis will help you take your first steps to saving tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So really, what have you got to lose? 678-TAX-HELP is the number to call. That's 678-TAX-HELP, or you can simply text SOLUTIONS to 21,000. It's that simple. Now, the results of this analysis can help you understand why you're overpaying your taxes. So, for the next 10 business-owning callers, this is a comprehensive tax planning analysis that we're going to give away complimentary with no obligation. Now, your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right experts and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. The analysis is invaluable and could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars over time and over in taxes for as long as you own your business. So what have you got to lose? Give us a call. Love to hear from you. 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. Or you can simply text the word SOLUTIONS to 21,000. Just put 21,000 in the top part, and in the body type SOLUTIONS, and we will get back to you as quickly as possible. 678-TAX-HELP is the number to call. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with tax planning experts on the Tax Planning Hour. As a successful business owner, there's a good chance you're paying too much in taxes. What are you going to do? Do what thousands of business owners have done in the past decade and call Tax Law Solutions. Tax Law Solutions have helped thousands of business owners permanently reduce their personal income tax liability by as much as 30 to 40%. For your complimentary tax savings analysis, just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21,000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21,000. Back. This is the Tax Planning Hour, where we're talking with Richard Kolumbic, Managing Partner, and Dave Runge, Managing Partner with Tax Law Solutions. And we're talking about how to save literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes if you're a business owner. And this is remarkable stuff. I'm finding this the whole story of how you guys got together and why this business works, your business works, and why it's helping so many business owners around the country.
Well, it's, to me, on the technical side, it's the matter of going to someone who has more concentration and study in a smaller area, that being profitable, closely held businesses, rather than going to a general practitioner that in the tax area might be representing clients from a very small income amount to maybe just a few clients in a large corporate owning capacity, where all we do are corporate business owners. And if that's all you do all day, you're going to spend a lot more time researching, writing, and learning the tricks of the trade, so to speak, so that your quality emphasis and your firm's quality is cutting edge.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dave, you know, your background, the two of you getting together, well, very serendipitous, I think, to, because it together you guys are a force out there that really can be helpful for people.
It's worked out very well. It's been a very enjoyable partnership, very beneficial to our clients, because we have a way, based on my business background, I've been the president of five companies, including divisions of large Fortune class companies. So I know how to build a business, and Richard knows how to design and implement tax strategies. So together, we bring his ideas to market. And that's the genesis of how we got together and why it works so well. We have very complementary skills.
So if I say, why haven't I heard of this? I guess that's why we're doing the show.
Yeah, our biggest problem is getting the word out and getting through this education process, getting past the myths that stand in the way of business owners who have worked hard all their lives to make some money, helping them save that money. Their largest single expense is often taxes, mm-hmm. and that's the most neglected or overlooked expense. The myths get in the way. We're doing everything we can to reduce our taxes. Why haven't I heard of this before? Well, it's as Richard was saying, you have to find the right people who can give you the advice you're seeking. Just as when you're seeking a medical specialist, your general practitioner can answer many questions, but if you have a specific issue, you're going to need to go to a specialist. And specialists are needed in areas that relate to tax plans for closely held businesses.
Sure. And this is kind of exciting, especially because we are getting the word out there, and we are telling your story and it's a fascinating one. But what it all comes down to is that the IRS, yes, we have to pay the IRS, we have to pay our taxes, but the beauty of it, like you just said, you dig into the tax code and you can discover all kinds of things, obviously, that can work to our advantage.
Yeah, well, that's actually it. It's doing that research and the extra time and the techniques that it takes so that you can read the tax cases, read the code sections, read the regulations, the rulings, and determine and glean out of them what can we get from this that's helpful to our clients. And when you apply those sections, because you're literally looking at tens of thousands to millions upon millions of pages, in order to maybe divine 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 different concepts that will end up revolutionizing how a business's taxes are addressed.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, it goes back when you talk about that, you know, the guy who created or found in the tax code the 401k. I mean, that similar story, I'm guessing.
Well, very true. As you know, there's many sections that are passed, and for some reason, they don't obtain popularity. And when I say popularity, it means they don't have a commercial way to utilize those sections until people put in the time, effort, and energy to properly structure the section and make it applicable, particularly to a closely held business rather than to a multinational. Sure. And there's a lot of opportunities there.
So again, take us through the process of what happens. I'm a business owner. I'm going to call you. What happens?
Well, we start with a questionnaire. We need to, I'll use some analogies. A doctor needs to take an x-ray to prescribe or diagnose a situation. We prescribe and diagnose tax solutions based on our version of x-rays, a questionnaire, looking at the last year or two of business and personal tax returns, financial statements. That gives us a snapshot of what is actually happening in the business and in the business owner's tax situation now. It tells us what he's or she is doing, what he or she is not doing, and what is possible in the context of their business. That's the free analysis that we're offering through this program.
Okay.
We'll do that analysis, we'll do that work, and we will be able to prescribe for that business owner a set of tactics and approaches that can substantially reduce their taxes.
So this is something that, if for any business owner, are there minimums? Are there things that who all is eligible for this? Who all qualifies for this?
We deal with two separate types of business owners, I'll say. One is people who have had good financial success already and feel that someone has tax expertise that their current advisors don't have. There's somebody out there knows something they don't. In other words, people who are already making a lot of money and paying more in taxes than they want. There's another class of people who want to have the defenses in place before they start making significant money. And we have solutions for both ends of the spectrum. The typical tax law solutions client is someone who has paid $50,000 or more each year in taxes, who wants to have a second opinion.
Sure. So are you finding that the tax laws that were passed the end of last year and went into effect this year, how has that allowed you to be even more creative?
Well, what I've found with that is a lot of individuals are now determining that unless they were in a very certain segment of income owning a business, which wasn't enormous but was a nice deduction, that their income taxes on the whole are going up because of the decrease and disallowance of certain itemized deductions, as well as the elimination of certain business deductions. So surprisingly, we now have more planning today than we did prior to the Tax Act. One type of planning is, can a business qualify for this new business deduction at a lower tax rate? And there's income limitations. So can you combine planning to reduce a business's income to qualify? And second, if you can or you cannot, since there's less personal itemized deductions and the income tax rates have, in theory, by a net effect, actually increased on the top 25%, even though the numeric number went down, that you have to do more planning now to be able to retain the same amount of money that you did before.
Wow. I am sure glad that there are folks like you who dig into all of this and understand all of this, because that, you know, the service that you provide is amazing.
Well, the solutions that we offer have been around, most of them, for decades. The transient flow of alleged tax reduction laws don't fundamentally alter the drivers of taxation. The drivers tend to be the structure that a business is operating from, and therefore the strategies that are available for use within that structure. And then thirdly, the combination or interaction of the various tax reduction methodologies. Those are the three steps in the planning process we address. So we don't tend to find that new laws open up significant opportunities. We tend to find that the correct application of old but underutilized laws and patterns and combinations are how you reduce taxes.
I love that. I mean, you know, I so admire what you are doing, and you make it sound like it's so simple, and I know it's not, but which is why we need help with a business.
Well, we try to make it simple for the business owner, exactly. We want the business owner to stay concentrated on making money and rely on us to help them save money. So we do, our methods are turnkey. We recommend the solutions, we implement the solutions, we allow the business owner to stay focused on making money.
That's great. Yeah, a turnkey solution to help with taxes? Sign me up, huh?
Absolutely. That's why we've got the toll-free number. And we also have the text number where people can get more information.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's open up those phone lines and let everybody give us a call or send us a text. And we will then say, let's invite folks to call us right now. We're going to offer that complimentary tax savings analysis that could save you 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. It's just what we've been talking about. Now, we're going to give this review to you with no cost or obligation if you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 a year in income taxes. Knowledge is power. So this analysis will help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So really, what have you got to lose? Now, the results of this analysis can really help you understand why you are overpaying your taxes. So for the next 10 business-owning callers, there's a comprehensive tax planning analysis that we're going to give away complimentary, no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right experts and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. Now, this analysis is invaluable, could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars as long as you own a business. Now, what have you got to lose? Give us a call. It's simple. 678-TAX-HELP. Yep, that's the number, 678-TAX-HELP, or 678-829-4357. Or you can simply text SOLUTIONS to 21,000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21,000. Give us a call right now. If you're one of the next 10 callers, you will be able to take advantage of this complimentary tax-saving analysis.
Planning Hour is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific income tax issues, nor a substitute for formal tax opinion, nor can it be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties that may be imposed with regard to the tax consequences arising from any transactions or matters discussed within this program.